This is Monday, the 35th day in the season of Lent. Our scripture reading is John 12:23-28. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it only remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." Jesus is exposing us to the counterintuitive way of the gospel. Death is required for new and abundant life. A seed has to die to give way to new life and fruitfulness. Are you trying to protect your life today? Or are you willing to lose your life in service for others? Are you experiencing death in your life and need to ask for faith to see the promise of a new life? Wherever you are today, go to God in prayer. Listen again to God's word. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." Jesus is getting very close to the cross, which is the hour the Father has set before him. Instead of asking for comfort, or ease, or control, Jesus wants God's name to be glorified. What is something difficult in your life? Perhaps something from which you're trying to run or escape? As you remember this challenge, pray that God might be glorified in whatever hour you are living in today. Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.